You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX, in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM on this Friday, February 9th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. And joining me today is going to be Susie Kaiser from Ice Buster Days. And Susie, how are you doing on this Friday?
Doing pretty good, other than having to move snow again.
Yeah.
You kind of forget what that was like.
Moving away snow, chipping away at ice, clearing off the car,
all that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah, all the fun stuff is back again, what we've been lucky enough to miss most of this winter. And
I liked our first spring.
I did, too. I was really enjoying that, hoping it was just going to stay right through April, you know. And
yeah. So obviously, Ice Buster Days, big event that's coming up, but, there's a big change that, if people aren't aware of, I feel like a good starting point here.
Yes, we ended up making the decision late Tuesday evening, that after discussing with the Sheriff's Department and the Fire Department, that it was strongly suggested that we cancel it. We don't make the decision on our own. We would love to have everybody down fishing. I would love to be down tomorrow fishing and everybody down there fishing, having a good time and everything. But, we have to listen to what them, because we have to get the permits through the Sheriff's Department, so they have a strong kind of say in it. And also insurance company has a strong say in it. So it's a decision that we don't make on our own, and, you know, it kind of breaks our heart that we have to cancel it. But again, we have to look at the safety for everybody, and that's just how we do it. But we have a couple other events going on throughout that day, and hopefully the people will support them.
It's still going to be a fun and positive day, and at the genesis of it, it's safety. That's really the biggest concern.
That is the biggest concern, safety for everybody.
Yeah, so definitely, totally understanding as to how that decision had to be made, and I know you guys were really trying to, you know, hope that things would get better, but unfortunately, with that spring that we were talking about earlier, that's just one of the negative consequences.
Right, and we started getting a lot of phone calls, or at least I did phone calls, after that pickup went through out on Union Lake. Are you guys canceling it? Are you guys canceling it? You know, other people are concerned also. You know, they're concerned on whether it's going to be and whether they would fish it or not and the conditions. And like I say, normally we do a lot of checking before we even allow it to happen. Drill a lot of holes and stuff like that. But it was just too many factors with the weather coming in and all that to make that decision.
But as we said, still going to be an exciting day. A couple of events going on during the Ice Buster Days, which we got to let everyone know what day that's going to be taking place at.
That will be tomorrow, Saturday, February 10th.
And then, so it's going to start in the morning.
Yes, we start with the Masonic Lodge breakfast in the morning. They'll be serving pancakes, waffles, sausage, coffee, juice, milk. They used to have French toast. I'm not sure if they'll have that or not. Hint, hint, Lester, that I like French toast. Anyway, but it's a free will offering, and the money goes to local charities, normally kids in need and stuff like that. They're an amazing organization that has joined us on this and to raise money. And please, everybody, go down and support them. It's one of the big things, and they have an excellent meal, and just come down and support them.
So that's going to be going on early in the morning, and then...
Yep, that's from 8 to 11.
And then in the evening...
In the evening now, we'll be going up to the Eagles. That's where we will do the raffle, drawing for the raffle prizes. The Eagles will have burger baskets for $10, a burger without fries for $8, and that's from 5:30 to 7:30. So please go up there and support them. Bring the family up there. Let's have a fun evening up there. We'll kind of do the same thing once we start with the, can't call it award ceremony, once we start for the drawing of the prizes. It'll be kind of the same as any other time that we get done fishing or whatever. It'll be kind of the same scenario. So,
and one of the big differences is going to be what's going to happen with the fishing prizes.
They turn into raffle prizes. So everybody gets a chance that buys a ticket for what's on there, and you do not need to be present to win any of the prizes. But we still encourage you, please, if you buy a ticket, come up and support the Eagles. And we need to keep these organizations going. You know, we've already lost the VFW. Closed down, the Legion, and stuff like that. So please, come out and support them, and they are very good about supporting us. So, we want to work both ways on this, and the whole community of Crookston has absolutely been amazing, all our sponsors and everything. So
Yeah, the sponsors have been great. Before we get to the sponsors, though, I want to keep talking about these prizes. There are some excellent prizes that are up for grabs here, both that were the fishing prizes and just the normal raffle prizes, and now that they're all won, you get, what, almost double the opportunity to win some prizes.
You do. There's 18 on each side, and we picked up a couple of sponsors had come in after, you know, we had already printed this with some prizes, so, you know, probably, you know, what are we at, 36? Probably 38 or probably a little more prizes that'll be there for drawing four. But right now at the 36 here that we got that are locked in here, we've got TVs. We've got a couple of beautiful neon signs, Viking sign and a twin sign. I'm hoping whoever draws has a sticky pad for the Viking sign for me, but... Probably, I'm sure I'll have as good luck this year as I have every other year. Never got won anything, so
yeah.
I'm not gonna hold my breath on it. Anyway, so and we had the dudes made a beautiful rug for us. We got fish houses, we got iPads, we've got lots of excellent prizes out there. So again, buy your ticket. You know, if you don't want to come up to the Eagles, you don't have to. You don't need to be present to win. We will call everybody that's, you know, that wins a prize that is not there. As to where they can pick up their prize.
Yeah, fishing gear, all kinds of stuff here, and this is an excellent event. And so how, if people want to participate in this, how can they?
Right now we have tickets, a few tickets still left for sale at Scott's True Value, and then also out at Ace Hardware. So stop in at either one of them and pick up your tickets, and then just come on up for an evening up there, and like I say, you want to come up for burgers, buy some burgers up there. You know, you're supporting the Eagles, and then just sit around and visit, and we'll get going with the drawings.
And then are there ticket sales? Are they limited, or is it unlimited tickets?
Yeah, we're limited to 300 tickets.
All right. So, and how do you know approximately how many are left?
Approximately, I'm going to say, because where we were at yesterday and kind of what I know sold, I'm going to say probably 30 or less is what we're at right now.
All right, so get those tickets fast.
Yep, get the tickets fast, and hopefully they're sold out by the end of today. So,
but that's really great that, you know, as you were talking about earlier, the community supporting that. You're down to just a handful of tickets left, there's still quite a bit of time left before this event takes place.
Yeah, the last time when we had canceled, that was a scary part. We didn't hardly sell any tickets past that, and this time when we did cancel, people were very supportive of it and came in and bought tickets. So we're very appreciative of that people are supporting us also and to keep this thing going.
Yeah.
You know, it's... you know, when you look all around us and everybody around us has canceled their tournaments, it kind of tells you something that, you know, you don't want to be the ones going down there and something happening. You know, when you then somebody says, well, geez, everybody else was canceling it. Why didn't you? You know, so like I said, I mean, thank heavens for, you know, that we're discussing with the Sheriff's Department and the Fire Department. We have to thank them, too, for then going out of their way and, you know, double checking on this stuff and making sure everything is safe.
Yeah, that's a great point because, you know, they didn't have to do that, but the fact that they were willing to do that and just goes to show that they, too, are always looking out for the safety of us as the citizens and a good decision to be made.
So, yes, it was.
So speaking of that support, the sponsors, they have been excellent for you guys.
Yes, they have. And the sponsors this year is All Seasons Loop Center, American Crystal Sugar, American Federal Bank, Ampride, B&E Meats, Best Used Trucks, Bingham Construction, Bradner Printing and Office Supplies, Burrell Construction, Bro Chevrolet, H&S Woods Class, Climax Custom Neon, Crookston Ace Hardware, Crookston Building Center, Crookston Dairy Queen, Crookston Visitors Bureau, Erickson Embroidery, Grand Theater, H&M Plumbing, Home of Economy, Irishman's Shanty, KROX Radio, Custom Collision, Mag's Ag Service, McDonald's, Minocqua Golf Course, The Ranch, Napa Crookston Welding, No Insurance, Northern Lumber, Oliver Canoe Outfitters, Scott's True Value, Syngenta, The Dude's Upholstery, Today's Tackle, Total Lawn Care, Valley Electric, and Wagner Mobile Welding.
Incredible support.
It is very incredible support. And we have others that have asked me this year that they would like to be sponsors next year also.
Oh, wow.
So people do come in after they see it, and some new businesses that have come to town have asked, we would like to jump on next year as sponsors. So,
if there are any businesses or people listening that want to jump in for sponsorship, how can they do that?
They can either get a hold of me or Brian Ringdahl.
All right. So already people reserving their seat for next year, if you will. What's the purpose of holding an event like this?
to get people outside to have fun, family event, you know, bring the kids down. If they've never fished before, bring them down to teach them fishing and, you know, whatever. And it's just, you know, we have a lot of families that come down and do this event, and that's the biggest thing for it.
What do people learn the most?
Just have fun. You know, just have fun, and it's fun to watch if they're catching fish, everybody running up with their fish and stuff like that. So, yeah, it makes it a fun day. And you know, when we go up to the Eagles, everybody seems to have a good time, you know, or when we have the deal afterwards. The year before, we had been in other places, but we're back at the Eagles now. And they seem to go up there and have a good time and visit. And like I say, just to get out. It's get them out in the fresh air. And winters usually are so long here. I mean, I can't say that this year because I said yesterday when it was raining, I said, it looks like April, my yard, all the snow is gone in my yard. And yeah, so it that's the biggest thing is we just want to make it a fun event.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's going to be a fun event, despite the fact that, the ice fishing part, that is going to be canceled
yes.
Just due to the safety, you know, watching out for everyone, making sure that everyone's safe. And as you mentioned, other tournaments around the area have canceled as
yes.
well.
Yes, yes.
So that was, you know, obviously part of a big decision process, and a lot of thought went into that. So, but still, the breakfast is going to be taking place. That's going to be going on in the morning.
Yep, from 8 to 11 at the Masonic Lodge. So come down and support them. It's a free will offering. And then anytime at 5:30 or beyond, you want to go up to the Eagles and have burgers and stuff like that. They'll have burger baskets for $10, a burger without fries for $8. Then we will get into the drawings at 7 o'clock.
And people need to purchase tickets, right?
Yep, yep. The few tickets we have left there, probably, I'm going to say, roughly 30 tickets there, so get out and get them bought up and help us get this thing sold out.
And then, you know, due to the ice fishing being canceled, one of the, I guess, benefits to it is that the fishing prizes turn into raffle prizes for all.
Yep, for all. So your chances of winning, you know, 36 out of 300 ain't too bad odds on
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And,
so.
Yeah, just come up and have fun up with the Eagles. It'd be good to see everybody out and about and just visiting and you know, like I say, we're sorry that we couldn't have the tournament. It you know, kind of breaks our heart. We would love to do it. We have just as much fun down on the ice as everybody else does. But decisions have to be made, and it's like I say, it's just not one person making it.
Yeah, yeah, and this was you guys were consulting with a couple of different groups there, so
yep.
Really important. You make that decision, and we went over some of the prizes earlier, and my goodness, there are some really great prizes, and just the fact that there are 36. Well, you said even a couple extra.
May have a couple extra, you know, prizes there to go out to and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean it's a good deal.
Yeah, you're looking at different kinds of fishing gear, some grilling stuff, gift cards, TVs,
yep.
iPads, the AirPods. I mean, everything you know you can really think of is going to be up for raffle.
A computer, a laptop computer. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of you know neat things that are out there and that we bought, and so some stuff is donated, I'd say the majority of it is we purchase. You know,
mm-hmm.
And that's what is important of selling out and stuff like that, and because all the money goes into purchasing prizes for next year, and that's an important thing.
Any final thoughts you have?
No, you know, just sad that not be able to get everybody down to go fishing down there, but I hope to see everybody up at the Eagles, either at the breakfast or at the Eagles tomorrow, and like I say, please come and support them, because they're also very good about supporting back into the community.
Well, Susie, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk program.
Thank you for having me.
So again, that was Susie Kaiser talking about the Ice Buster Days. That will take place Saturday, February 10th. That is tomorrow. The breakfast will go on from 8 to 11 a.m. at the Masonic Lodge. They will have pancakes, waffles, sausage, coffee, juice, and milk, and a free will offering with the money going to local charities. The ice fishing portion has been canceled, but the award ceremony will take place. That will start at 7 p.m. About 30 tickets or so are up for grabs still. You can buy those at Crookston Ace Hardware or Scott's True Value. And again, the raffle will begin tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Crookston Eagles with dinner beginning at about 5:30. So that was Susie Kaiser on today's Valley Talk program.